Thank
all
you.
All right, you're very welcome.
All right.
All right, we're ready when you are.
Okay, who's going to do him?
Honorable Mrs. Greenhouse will be conducting your hearing, sir.
All right.
Mr. Fortenberry, can you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
Francisco Fortenberry, ADC number 288263.
Thank you. Good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing. I see that you signed your form on December 1st. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
You should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing. And I see that you signed your form on December 1st. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And on that form are your hearing rights. One of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
That is correct.
So you're representing yourself, sir?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Even though you can't see us, I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. We have the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Michael Johnson, our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chair for this hearing today. Also with us in the room is Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer on this hearing. So before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Westby in. So Mr. Fortenberry and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do. At this time, the department requests to make an amendment to violation number one on page one.
Okay.
There is a typo. The last sentence should state is directed in writing on 7/13/2017. It currently says 7/11/2017.
I see that. Okay. All right. 7/13/2017. Got it. Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Fortenberry, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Fortenberry, I'm going to read this allegation to you from your warrant, and I need you to tell me whether it's true or false. If you believe it's false, then we'll take testimony from Department of Corrections and discuss it further. And the board will make the final determination as to whether you violated your conditions. So do you understand that process?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So we'll start phase one of your hearing, and here is the allegation. It indicates that you were in violation of condition number 12C, as demonstrated by your being discharged from the Pima Reentry Center sanction program and not reporting in person to your assigned parole officer or the duty officer by noon on or about July 19th, 2017, as directed in writing on July 13th, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, and thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Fortenberry, is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Fortenberry's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal race or company.
Second.
Agree.
Thank you. Hold 1 second, Mr. Fortenberry. I'll be right back. There's all this paperwork to complete here. Okay, now we can start phase two of your hearing, sir. And determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we move on, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us some additional information about your case. So just hang on the line. We'll be right back with you. Mr. Westby.
On March 27, 2017, Mr. Fortenberry was released from DOC. He was arrested November 18, 2017 by Cochise County Sheriff's Office on new misdemeanor charges, false reporting and driving on a suspended license. He was back in DOC custody on November 20th, 2017, with an adjusted CUCD of April 9th, 2018, which reflects 122 abscondes. His current conviction, 2014, aggravated assault, 4.5 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score, 3.3. Mental health score, 2. Substance abuse score, 3. There is no gang information noted. No prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary is moderate, with violence noted. All arrests listed have been dismissed. His community risk score is a G1V3. There are stats of charges. There was an email that was received from Senior Parole Officer Collins, dated December 13th, 2017, that states there is an arraignment on November 28th, or there was an arraignment on November 28th, 2017, and a warrant was issued for failure to appear because he was in DOC custody, so charges are still pending.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, back to you, Mr. Fortenberry. Looks like when you were released, you were approved to live with your aunt, Jennifer Corona, and on Camelot Drive in Sierra Vista. Is that true?
Yes, I was released from my aunt.
Okay, and did you stay there the entire time that you were out?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And were you working?
No, I wasn't.
Not working at all? Were you going to school?
Say that again?
Were you going to school?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. All right. And it looks like you tested negative for any illegal substances in April and in July. And you... It looks like you completed an intake for an anger management and substance abuse relapse class, but then you were closed out because in July you failed to attend your sessions. What happened with that?
Well, I went to my intake, and at the time my family, my aunt and them were having car troubles, and they weren't able to take me to the follow-up to go to my anger management classes and that. And I explained to Connie Coleman because she wanted to see me as well. And she thought I wasn't taking it seriously. So that day she came to see me at my residence. She drug tested me and came back negative. And I went to Pima Reentry Center. And from there they released me. I took a shuttle back from Tucson to Douglas. And from Douglas I was basically stuck there because my family had no type of transportation as well to come get me. And I explained to Connie Collins about my situation, and she told me if I wasn't able to go see her by a certain time that I was going to be, there was going to be a warrant out for my arrest. I had no type of transportation or anything, and that's how it went from there. I mean, I got the warrant. And
okay. So did you, it looks like you went to, you said you went to Pima Reentry Center. This is a little confusing the way this is written up here. You did or didn't complete at Pima Reentry Center? Which one is it?
The Pima Reentry Center? Well, yes, I completed it. They were supposed to, I guess, sanction me for 30 days, but they didn't. They released me in 3.
Okay, 3 days.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for that. What were you doing the 122 days then that you were on abscond? Why didn't you contact your parole officer?
Well, I was honestly scared to come back to this place. You know, I mean, I came in when I was young, and to be placed back in prison wasn't wanting that. I was just scared, and I should have reported to her, and I was. But,
Okay, well, it's been our experience that parole officers will really work with people. I mean, they do everything they can to make you be successful. So I think if you'd stayed in touch, they would...
Well, if I would have stayed in touch, I mean, because if she would have understood my situation, she could have provided some type of transportation for me, but she honestly didn't. So I felt that, you know, she was just out to get me, you know, but...
Well, sir, your parole officer's not responsible to come and pick you up. They're not responsible for that. So, what were you doing the day you were arrested? How did you come to the Cochise County's attention?
The day that I got arrested, I was with a relative, and we were going up to one of his family members' ranches, and when we were coming back, we got pulled over by the border patrols, and only went from there. We got pulled over, they ran our names. I did provide false information.
Okay, all right. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Mr. Quinones?
I just have one quick one. Mr. Fortenberry?
Yes, sir.
I just have a follow-up question. It looks like you went into the prison system very young, and all the information we have is aggravated assault, right?
Yes, sir.
What happened?
As far as that case?
Yeah, what was the aggravated assault?
Aggravated assault with a deadly weapon by shooting a victim.
No, I wasn't going to push it much further than that. It's so vague when it just says aggravated assault. Obviously, you went in at a very young age, so it was probably treated as a major crime. So I was wondering, just to get to know the case, what comprised the aggravated assault? Did this happen down in Douglas, or...?
No, this was in Alfreda.
Okay.
Alfreda.
All right. No further questions. Thank you, Mr. Fortenberry.
And then I have a question for Mr. Westby, are you able to clear up? I'm still not understanding the Pima Reentry Center business, because it says he was sanctioned for failing to successfully complete required program. Then it says he was successfully discharged. So I don't know what that means. I'm not sure. Did he?
I'm seeing, looking at this, looking at the chrono notes, it's written awkwardly.
Okay, good.
But,
I'm not the only one.
But it does, but he did successfully complete it. It states that he was on sanctions July 14th.
Okay.
Officer Collins spoke with CO3 Jones on July 17th. He stated that he was still on sanctions. He was directed to report to a signed PO within one working day by noon. July 18th, it states completed his sanction today, July 18, 2017. And he was, discharged July 18th, and then it says here that they conducted a field visit at the residence and met with the sponsor, Aunt Jennifer Corona, who stated offenders in Douglas, and she has a ride scheduled for him for 6 p.m. to her home, and she was advised that he must report in person at 8 a.m. on 7/20, and he failed to report. So he did complete his sanction.
Okay.
He did successfully complete it.
Good. It's a little awkwardly written here. I couldn't understand. Okay. Back to you, Mr. Fortenberry. We're coming to the end of your hearing, and I want to give you the opportunity to say anything else you want the board to know without repeating things you've already told us. So what else would you like to tell the board?
I would like to say you guys can come to an understanding. I would highly appreciate it. A lot of people don't want to be in here, especially me. I mean, I'm just trying to start my life and not do this anymore. I have a lot of things to look forward to. I just had a newborn. And it's hard on me, you know? I have no type of communication with family members as far as coming back. Nothing, and it is rough. And I appreciate you guys actually hearing me out today. Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. Mr. Fortenberry, the board is going to go into discussion. And it may sound like we're talking to you, but it's the board talking among itself. So if you just stay on the line, and we'll be back with you shortly.
Thank you.
All right, the board's now in discussion. Mr. Fortenberry is a very young person. I think he is just 21 years old, and has already serving a 4.5-year sentence, so he's been involved, or he's been in the criminal justice system for most of his teens and young life here. Very limited involvement. Committed his first crime was a very serious one, so he ended up with the 4.5 years. As he says, he has a lot to live for. He's got a newborn. Certainly, nobody wants to be in prison, and I think he's possibly starting to understand the consequences. When on parole, remain in touch with your parole officer and do what's asked of you. At this point, I see he's got a release date of April of 18. Just because of his difficulties with transportation, he seems to be unable to comply with the direction of his parole officer. He's got 122 days of abscond time. I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for community supervision, but I would listen to any input from my fellow board members. Not hearing him.
I said
okay. Based on information in warrant 2017W2519 in our discussion with Mr. Fortenberry, as well as information provided by Mr. Westby of the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Fortenberry was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 122 days, during which time his parole officer did not know what he was doing.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
All right, back to you, Mr. Fortenberry. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, which means you'll be released on or about April 9th of 2018. We want you to look at this as a time that you can get a nice solid plan in place. It sounds like you were having difficulty with community supervision, with the transportation issues. This way, when you get out on April 9th or thereabouts, you won't have any parole officer, you won't have anybody looking over your shoulder. You'll be free to do whatever you want. And we wish you the very best. We thank you for participating in your hearing today. And your hearing is concluded, sir.
Thank you.
If you could give this phone back to the CO3, that'd be great.